We're very used to having the discussions, the arguments, the teaching in full of allegories, metaphors, examples from the life around them. And that through all their word studies and their words, the information about bread was taken as a meaning of being this life, because it was a major staple of life, still is in many ways. Anybody that hasn't had bread in the last month? It's pretty common, isn't it? And I'm sort of intrigued a little bit that a lot of the books I've read lately, I'm afraid now that I'm not teaching, I'm reading a lot of books. I think every single one of them at some stage or another has mentioned bread. It's so common. It's part of living. And so, to continue the words from John chapter 6, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again." That's what the bread's for, isn't it? Stop you being hungry. "Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you cannot believe in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them." Quite true when I got to that. I've forgotten that that's in me. "Those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God, who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." Are you one of those who has come to Jesus? He never rejects those who come to him. But he warns that being a Christian most likely won't be easy. "Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me." For Jesus knew from the beginning which one didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, "That is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me." At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. It's still happening. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you also going to leave?" Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God. A question I don't expect to hear the answer from just at the moment. And each one of us echoed those words that Peter said so long ago. Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God. I trust that hopefully that applies to every one of us here this day. If it doesn't, then have a think about it. Why not? A little later on, there was the crucifixion, when Jesus gave up his life so that all of those who came to him are saved and freed from the sin that is natural to humans. Before he died, Jesus instituted a memorial. So that we would be reminded often. He seemed to know that humans have short memories. We tend to forget. And we'd be reminded about the cost and the purpose of his death. Here in this church, we repeat this during the service on the first Sunday of each month, so that those of us who follow Jesus can again think of the meaning that it depicts and consider again our own commitment. That commitment might have been last week, or it might have been, but I guess, 70, 80 years ago. Some it could be that far back. Wow. It presents a challenge to commit to Christians to really confirm that commitment each and every time. It also presents a challenge for those who are not Christians. What can they learn about this, and why are these people doing this? It's caused some pretty severe criticism at times because of the way it's presented in some churches. We eat the body of Christ, we drink the blood of Christ. Some of the churches put it that way very emphatically every time. And so people have been criticized for that. So I give you a few moments to think this morning about why has each of us come a communion service this morning, whether we meant to or not. Did we just come because we come on Sunday anyway? Oh, communion service, yes. Or did we come expecting that? And what does it mean to each of us individually? I've been going at this sometime 3 weeks ago. So I've had a while to think. You can have a few seconds this morning. this. The cross is very central to the Christian message. So much so that I don't think I've ever been in a church that hasn't somewhere got a cross. And there's a lot of people I've seen in Christian gatherings who have a cross as a necklace or a lapel badge. When I survey that wondrous cross, Jeannie, thank you. Please sing this. Do you want to stand or do you want to sit and really think about it as a song? Stand and rejoice. Join me. Paul did a lot of teaching and a lot of work. My daily readings at the moment are going through Acts, the journeys of Paul. And I think about the number of places he stopped and taught. I don't propose to go quite as long as the last one I read about this morning. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let him examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But surely those who have come honestly to Christ, knowing he has forgiven our sins, can come and think honestly on these things and accept his forgiveness.